6-1 reporting in service. Starting mileage 19,438. 19,438. Officers Perkins and DeVoe.
Control under 5-6, 10-4, 6:09 p.m. Starting night watch.
This is Don Reed, a police recorder. You're riding in the back seat of a detective unit just reporting in service on the night watch.
I don't know if it's... Control 1 has received complaints that persons have been seen motoring in the alleys and in parked cars. Check the area district. Check me up. AM 8394.
5-6-10-4.
Making a note of that information. We'll be patrolling those alleys a little more frequently tonight. As I started to say, the people you hear are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is what happens on the night watch.
Night watch. The actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night watch. Presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you to Detective Unit 5-6 and Police Recorder Don Reed.
Five six to one. Control one to five six. Go ahead. 5-6, requesting a time check.
Control 1 to 5-6, 10:23 p.m., KMA 394.
5-6, 10-4.
Well, tonight's been pretty much of routine patrolling. We had a tip that a cigar store might be held up. We staked out on it for 2 hours, waited. Nothing happened. So for the past half hour, we've been cruising up and down alleys in this district looking for suspicious persons that might be sleeping in cars. Right at the moment, we're moving down a very dark alley. Our lights are out. Slow speed. I'd say it's rather bumpy. And off to the left, right here, is another parked car, sandwiched in between two buildings. Well, we've checked out about 10 cars so far. So, here's number 11. Appears to be vintage of about 1937, possibly abandoned, flat tires. Throwing a light in the car. Wow, Kino.
Hey.
Three of them.
What do we got in here, Sergeant?
One.
Police officers, open up the door.
Two. Three.
Men asleep here.
What are you fellas doing in here?
Oh, just sleeping.
Sleeping? Well, that's all if you get out on the other side over there, huh?
Back away from the car for a moment. Three subjects are slowly getting out of the car. I might say it reeks of wine. Let's move in here.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Take your hands out of your pocket.
Brief look at the subjects under the lights.
Okay, you stand right.
Unshaven. Wrinkled clothes. And one wearing a large duckbill hat.
What do you got in this box in here?
That's a razor.
That's a razor?
Yes, sir.
You better use that razor. Okay, you stand over here next to your buddy. Okay. What do you got in your box? Razor?
Razor.
Well, you've used yours anyway.
Yeah, I use it.
No, thanks, Mr. Chichu.
Listen, fellas. I've got money, and I want to go get a room. May I?
Why didn't you do it before you went to sleep in the car here?
Well, we just come by here, and You got to drink a little bit, you know.
This isn't your first night.
Yeah. Yes, mine. That's right.
Who's my the car belong to?
I don't know.
How old are you?
41.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live when you normally live?
I live at the beach.
The beach?
Mm-hmm.
You living down there now?
Yeah.
You got a room down there?
Mm-hmm.
You paying for it?
My neck leave.
What's your room number down here?
10. He's got the key. He's got
what
the
number
key.
Is it?
10.
10 or 22, which?
22.
It's 10. The room's 10, but it's 22, but the room is 10. See, they got the...
That's not much of a key. Broken off, how do you use that?
It's a short key.
Well, it's probably not much of a room.
It's a short key. I hope the room isn't as short as a key is.
It's not very much of a
view, are you
room, working? I'll tell you that.
Where'd you stay last night? Did you stay in the car last night?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's get something straight. Just about 2 minutes ago, I asked you if you'd stayed here last night, and you said no.
So I didn't, but he did.
I just asked all three of you if you'd stayed here last night.
Oh, no,
you all denied. Now, wait a minute. Let me talk. You guys have been sleeping in this car for some time. We know.
I am.
This man was going to faint here, Sergeant.
Go over here and sit down by the car.
Huh? Assisting the subject over to the car, he broke out in a cold, icy sweat pouring from his face.
You okay? You got anything wrong with you? Are you sick or anything?
No, sir. I'm not so sick. Just sweating.
Too much wine?
Just too much.
You scared?
Too much of anything.
No, what are you sweating for?
Just drank too much.
You're not sick?
No, sick.
Nothing wrong with it.
Well, so we were on the side of the car. The car they were sleeping in here pulled up in the back of a lot. I've been among some weeds. Let's see if we can determine anything unusual about it. Bread in the glove compartment. Food on the floor. Coffee pot in the back. Over the back seat. A couple of blankets. Well, this is not my idea of living.
You got exactly 10 minutes to get out of Culver City.
Okay, sir.
And you're going to stay up.
Okay.
Come in here and act like normal citizens, behave yourselves. Fine.
Okay, sir.
There's wine drinking and sleeping in cars.
Will you use a break that way?
You get 10 minutes.
Thank you.
All three of you.
Okay. Well, can we catch a bus?
You've got 10 minutes to get it. That boy, you two, 10 minutes.
Well, I don't know. That's his business. I don't know.
You got him. Start going. Don't want to see you around town again.
Okay.
There they go, across the parking lot. Two bareheaded, the other still wearing that duck-billed hat. Silhouetted against the streetlights, three figures disappearing in the darkness.
Five, 6-1. We've checked all the alleys in District 4. We found three suspects in one car, sent them on their way. We're back on patrol.
Control 1-5-6, 10-4. Will you follow up on this call? 2-4-3-2, Altura. 2-4-3-2, Altura. In a man. 214, KMA 394.
5-6, 10-4. We'll handle it.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. The people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. We return you now to Car 5-6 answering a radio call and police recorder Don Reed.
will. Be at the scene of this 214 call in just a moment. That means a disturbance. Well, what's the deal on this, Park? Didn't we get a telephone call on this address earlier in the evening?
Yes, Don, we did. I don't know. It seems that they've been an argument over leaving the kids alone or something, and all the furniture's been moved out. They were going to move. I don't know. It's a confused deal.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, here we are. Standing under a porch light. Small bungalow.
I called in early. The kids were all alone. I come home.
And... I talked to you on the phone. I was
earlier in the evening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I felt pretty good after I talked to you. You told me if she got home, I should just call and everything. And I was all upset. Now she come home. And I called over and I said that she was alone now. And she just...
You want us to talk to her?
Well, all I want to know is I saw the car pull up over there, and they sit there for a while, and then they took off. Well, I'd like to have an explanation as to where she was. That's all I care. But, I mean, a lot of things have been happening around here lately. We got all our stuff moved out of here, and we were supposed to get an apartment today.
Why don't you cancel the other car? I already know about it, so we can...
Well, the boy was sick when I called from the shop, and he's all alone. I don't know. I don't like that. I don't miss no time down there.
What are you doing popping off out there?
I'm not popping off.
All right, get in here and shut your mouth.
Oh, wait just a minute, lady. Just a minute.
These are officers.
This is the police department.
I know you're a police department. Come in here and see how these kids have to lay. I've been out here all evening looking for a down low shelf for these kids.
Wait just a minute.
Well, come on in and see for yourself.
Oh, wait a minute.
Look to see how the kids have to sleep on the floor.
I'll be in a second. As soon as I talk to this gentleman, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, talk to him. I've been out all evening looking for these kids to sleep in a motel. And he went to work.
Let's talk and then we'll come in and talk to you, okay?
Why don't you talk to both of us together?
I'd rather talk to one at a time.
No, I'd rather you talk to both of us.
I'm making an investigation. I'll do it my way, not your way.
But two nights...
I've been called down here.
For three nights, my kids have been sleeping on the floor.
At the present time, madam, you're creating a disturbance. Now, if you'll kindly keep quiet, let me talk to this gentleman. I'll be in and talk to you.
Well, come in and talk. If you see how we have to sleep, brother, I think you'll
talk.
All right,
I'll be in just a minute.
Tuesday they come and they took all our furniture, see. Well, I knew it was gone, but I figured after we got rid of it, why, maybe we'd transfer out of here or go someplace else. Get away from this gang.
Now, these children, how long were they left alone tonight?
Well, I go to work at 4:30. But I checked at 8:30, and Junior was crying, and they didn't have any. He said he was sick, see?
How old are the children?
9, 6.
Is there anybody here to take care of them during the time?
No. I called at 8:30, and he was all alone there.
Let's go inside and talk to your wife and get the other side of the story.
In the house, room completely bare. On the floor, blankets spread out. Two little youngsters sitting here, probably wondering what this is all about.
Can we talk to you now? Get your side.
Well, I'm right here. What do you want?
I'd like to know what it's all about.
I've been out all evening looking for these kids and myself a place to stay.
You been drinking tonight?
No, I haven't been drinking.
I can smell it right over here.
Well, maybe I had one beer, but that's all.
What time did you go out this evening?
Oh,
7:30.
About 7:30.
What time did you get back?
About a half hour ago.
Who was taking care of the children while you were gone?
They were sleeping.
I asked you who was taking care of them.
Nobody was taking care of them. I told them where I was at, and if anything they wanted, they should call me. And they knew this lady's number. She used to be our neighbor next door.
See, we're interested in the fact that children are under proper supervision, not neglected or left alone.
They're not neglected. My kids have never been neglected. For the last 10 years, I never lived with this darn guy.
Well, what about tonight?
Until my furniture went out. By gosh, 2 days ago. Well, I think we lived very darn happily. Until the darn auction truck came up about 2 days ago and took our furniture out of this house. From that day, I said, that guy's through and I'm through with him. And I don't give a darn with you. You're the law. I don't care what you are.
Well, I do.
Well, I don't.
I have a job to do.
Maybe you do.
Let me explain my position down here. I'm down here for two reasons.
He took our furniture out, and me and my kids didn't have a sweet place to sleep on. We had to sleep on a darn floor, and that's why I'm out tonight looking for a place for my kids to sleep.
Well, let me explain my position, if I may. I'm down here for two reasons. One, to keep the peace. The other is to see if the children are not being neglected or left.
They're not neglected at all.
Well, your husband says one of the boys was sick.
Well, they weren't when I left.
May I ask you a question?
They were playing around, and I fixed them both a sandwich before I left.
May I ask you a question? What would have happened, say, one of them had become very seriously ill?
The telephone number was right there in the book.
What would have happened if you'd had a fire and they wouldn't have been able to call you?
They would have called.
You know, people do die in fires.
They do die in fires. But what are you going to do when you're left alone? You ain't got a darn place to stay. Don't you have to get out and find a place to live? When he goes to work tonight, I said, where's the kids going to sleep tonight? He says, I don't give a darn, on the floor. And that's
look,
where
look,
you...
Look, I don't see any reason why you're yelling at me. I'm not...
I'm not either, but he's been yelling at me ever since my furniture went out this door.
Wait just a minute. I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to talk to you civilly. I don't see why you're yelling at me.
If you don't think you get out the door, will you?
Don't
stay
tell
out?
Me what to do. I'm running
telling
on a case
you.
Investigation.
I'm investigating too.
I want to talk to you civilly and nicely and decently.
Don't think I was sick with my
friends. Just a minute. I'm not going to waste my time here. We'll go down to the station and talk about it. I'm telling you that what I can see, I know nothing of your background, of your past, of your troubles.
Why, I can't explain anything. All
what I can see is that your children are not under the proper environment. And under the state law, if they're not under the proper environment, they're going to be taken away from you and placed in a home. That is the state's law.
Well, did you blame me tonight going out looking for someplace
I don't blame you for going out, but I blame you for not taking proper care of the children, having a babysitter or somebody come in and watch them. Those children could have died.
If I didn't have a cent in my pocket, how was I going to have a babysitter? He had it all.
You had $200 out of that.
You had it. You've got it right there in your pocket. I didn't have a cent.
Did you tell your husband you were going out tonight?
I didn't tell him, no.
Did you ask him for some money for a babysitter?
He wouldn't give it to me anyway.
Did you ask him?
I didn't ask him.
Money when I left.
You give him money for our dinner. You gave me $2 to go over here and get our dinner tonight because we don't have a steel guy to cook on. We don't.
Well, what are your plans now?
Right here on the floor.
I mean, so we don't have another call
down
here.
That's all. We're going to sleep here on the floor.
Well, can you get along without another disturbance or
anything? Well, why don't we have a disturbance? I haven't been fighting or anything.
Well, madam, when you opened that door and came out to me, I would say that you do believe in disturbances.
No, I do not.
Why did you slam the door in my face?
It's because he went out there for a while. I don't know. Why he called the law, I'll never understand.
Well, it's our job to come down and find out
what's going on. I know it is.
What do you think, sir?
That's all I got, sir. It's children. I want those children taken care of. I worked nights over 12 years. I can't help I can't be here. I work 6 days a week. I can't take care of every night.
Well, let me put it this way.
They'll be taken care of you. I don't think he has to worry about a thing.
Let me put it this way. And I'm going to make a periodic check. At any time that I find the children I feel are being left alone and not cared for properly, I'm going to take the children and place them in juvenile hall, and then I'm going to file charges against whoever I feel is responsible for it, either you or your husband or both of you, and let the court determine it.
It's your privilege.
Well, it's not a privilege. It's something I don't want to do. Because it doesn't actually do the children any good to have them go into juvenile court or to sit here and listen to their mother and father argue and yell and scream.
No, I don't believe that either.
We could have had a place today, see? I had all morning. I got up early to go look for a place. But she doesn't want a place for the children and for me.
I'm telling you, when he said...
She just wants a room
for
herself.
No, that's it. My furniture went out the store. He put it on auction.
Who called?
We're starting another argument again. Yeah. I mean, it's
yeah,
done with
between
that
us.
Part
that's
of it.
That's between us, not you
that's
guys.
Right. That part is over with. Right now, we've got two small children. I mean, let's think of them. If you've got a problem, it's better one of you to walk out of the house until you calm down. And we can help you. Why, come on down to the office, and I'll be happy to talk to you any time at all. But if you'll just remember the children, I think you can probably get it worked out one way or another.
Okay, fine.
How about, is that okay with you, ma'am?
It's having me.
Okay?
It's all.
All right. Feel free to call us if you need us.
Thank you very much.
Moving out the door. Back to our car.
5-6-1, clear on the 214 call. Advised.
Control 1-5-6, 10-4.
We've been back on patrol for a couple of hours, and it's getting pretty close to quitting time. We're swinging back in the alleys again in District 4 just to make sure that we checked out all the cars. In fact, right at this moment, we're turning off the alley and throwing the lights on the car that we removed three subjects from who were sleeping in the car earlier. Sergeant's stopping the car. Let's get out. Pretty easy to see why, because when we left, the windows were rolled down. Right now, I can see that our headlights are reflecting in the glass, indicating that someone has been here and, of course, rolled them up. Let's get out now and check this thing out. Well, what do you know? Our old friend with a duckbill hat. He's back again.
They can live in there. The window's all rolled up tight.
Doesn't seem to be possible he could even live
there. You know those doors open on the other side?
No, he's got them locked from the inside all the way through. Well, the officers now are banging, rocking the car now. See if it'll wake him up. If he doesn't think he's in the roughest storm.
Why? Can you open up the door? Police officers.
Good.
Let's get out. Put your shoes on.
Here's the picture. Same fellow we gave a break to a few hours ago. Duckbill hat and all. Putting on his shoes.
You stay here a minute.
Back to our radio car.
Five, 6-1. Will you have a radio unit meet us in the alley between Benning and Stephen Way in the 1300 block? Transportation to the station for one suspect.
Control 1-5-6, 10-4. 5-1, meet 5-6 in the alley between Benning and Stephen Way in the 1300 block.
5-1, 10-4, location Washington and Wesley. We will proceed.
5-6-1, request record and warrant check on one suspect.
Well, the uniform car will be along in just a moment. The sergeant is requesting a check by the downtown office to see if the suspect has any former arrest. See, of course, if there's any warrants outstanding against him. Well, let's go over and have a look at the car that the suspect was sleeping in. Wine bottles. Dirty blankets. Things are about the same as before, except for perhaps another wine bottle. Sergeant's coming over here now, picking up that half-filled wine bottle, holding it over a trash can. One bottle bit the dust.
Well, we told you not to come back.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you come back for?
Yeah, just come down here, walking down here, and come back. And
apparently, you don't appreciate a break. Is that right?
Yes, I do, sir.
Told you not to stay in this car and sleep in this car.
Okay.
Well, when I talked to you earlier, well, I told you point blank to go on about your way, get a room, someplace to stay, not to sleep in this car.
All right.
You don't give us much choice.
Rolling in now, the district uniform car, Officer Bill Hebrard and his partner.
Yeah, one of them's back. Want to take him on?
Yeah. You searching?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better check him over a little bit.
Oh, give me a break, fellas.
You had a break. You were warned earlier. Told you to leave. You remember?
No, I know.
You don't remember my telling you not to come back to this car?
You're talking to me, man.
What?
Bill, after you get through booking him, better check and give him some coffee and some sandwiches. I don't think he's had much to eat.
Suspect is being placed in the back seat of car 5-1. Uniformed officer in the back with him. Moving on back to headquarters. Now, let's move back to our radio car. Well, Perk, this sure has
been funny. 5-6, on your suspect. No present want by LA or local. However, suspect has a long misdemeanor record, including 17 drunk arrests, two vagrancies, and two 502s.
5-6-10-4. The suspect's on his way into the station in 5-1. We're clearing into the station for end of watch.
5-6-10-4. What you have just heard is real. Recorded as it actually happened. And now back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's case of the three men found living in an abandoned car is seldom encountered in our city. However, the one suspect taken into custody was booked for vagrancy and City Ordinance 447, plain intoxication. Due to the long list of arrests of this man, the court directed that he be sent to the Honor Farm and be treated for alcoholism. The final case of the family quarrel is just one example of the many behind-the-scenes problems faced by your police officers. The average citizen, except in time of emergency, has little direct contact with his police department. Consequently, few are aware of the work now being done in crime prevention. The investigation tonight is an example. The argument was settled, and our juvenile bureau followed up just to be sure the children are taken care of. Crime prevention, another phase of police work, and another reason why we are presenting the actual happenings on the Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have just heard on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of your police department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hadlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.